do it now. Do it quick. Yes. Do it now. Do it quick. All of us face problems in life. All of us face circumstances in life. All of us face all sorts of experiences in life where we need to respond quickly. And I think the biggest problem all of us have is to remember that to respond quickly means to respond very quickly and right now. Right this instant. When you have a thought that you don't feel too good, and you dwell upon that thought, you exacerbate that thought, you give it power, you give it all sorts of attention, and the thought comes into being. And when you're aware of it, when you're aware that you're concentrating on it and giving it attention, then you know it's happening. But most of the time, we don't know that we're paying attention to it. It is so habitual for us. It's so common for us to think about the problem that whenever it comes up, we don't think, hey, I'm empowering this problem. I'm empowering this situation. I got to get out of here quick, 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 quick. Ho-ho. Do it now. Whenever any thought comes into your mind that says it can't be done, immediately you say, let's see now. What are the ways it can be done? Don't protest that it can be done and it can't be done. Just say, what are the ways we can do it? What are some of the ways that we can accomplish this? So, I've got to clean the sidewalk. I got to rake the lawn. I got to fix up the garden a little bit here. I promised that I would look after that stuff today, and I'd take care of it. But I really don't feel much like doing it. But I've got to do it. So, I think I'll pull a Tom Sawyer. And so I go to my friends and I say, boy, oh boy, I would like your advice on doing some of my yard work here. Yours always looks so nice. And so your friends come over and offer advice on doing your yard work. And before you know it, they're doing the work. They're doing all the things that you wanted to do, but you didn't have the energy and the courage to get out and do. And there they are, doing it as they do it at home so commonly. Now you say, well, that's cheating. It's merely giving you an illustration of how things can be done. When you have anything that you don't want to do, figure out ways it can be done. Maybe by somebody else. Maybe you hire the neighbor kid to come over and take care of the lawn or do something. Maybe you invite your grandchildren in. Maybe you invite your children in. Maybe you invite the world in. Who knows, you know? It all depends on how you're going to do it now. Are you going to say, oh, this is something I don't want to do. This is something that's a bother. This is something that's hateful to me. And lo and behold, it becomes more and more bothersome and hateful to you. Whenever you face anything that has to be done, whether it's a cold, or whether it's a broken arm, or whether it's an attitude, or whether it's a relationship, relationships are always the cool ones. Whatever thing comes up, you immediately say to yourself, hey, what are some ways of looking at this now? What are some positive ways of looking at this? Be in charge of your life. Be in charge of your thought. Be in charge of what's going on in your mind. Be in charge. And do it now. Quickly. Now. Okay. What are some ways we can handle this? And the minute you start asking yourself, quietly inside yourself, what are some ways we can handle this? All sorts of ways come to your attention. Now, people talk about me, and people say, Herb, you have a wild imagination. Herb, you have a wild, wild imagination. And I say, oh, how about that? Well, the stories you can tell, the things that you can say, the attitudes that you can have, they're just really way out. Well, you listen to them, don't you?
Yep.
But they're way out. Well, now, what do you mean they're way out? What do you mean they're way out? Well, they're just impossible to happen. They're something that could never happen that way. Well, now, that's just the attitude you want to get into. You get into the attitude that nothing is impossible. And let's reverse that. Everything is possible. Everything can be done. Everything can function, can work. Whatever crazy ideas you have, they might just work. And not only might just work, when you think about them and when you give them your attention so that you come up with how they can work, then lo and behold, they start to work. But they only work when you put them to work. They only work when you take charge and determine what it is that you want to do with them, from them, and for them. Now, what is it that you want to do with them, from them, and for them? How do you want to work this thing out? How do you want to plan this program? How do you want to design whatever it is that you're working on? How do you want to do it? Well, you want to do it by saying it can be done and doing it now. Not procrastination, putting it off for another day, another time, but doing it right now. Doing it right now. When you ask a busy person to do something, the busy person stops whatever they're doing and instantly gives you their attention and takes care of whatever it is that you want to do and have and be, and maybe even gives you a little effort too. And then you're done and you're gone, and the person can get back to what they want to do. But this is the genius of a busy person. A busy person is not possessed by what he is busy at. A busy person is not possessed by whatever he's doing. A busy person delights in what he's doing. A busy person is charmed by the various things that he's working with, but he's not possessed. He can withdraw his attention in a moment. Oh, just a second. Click, 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 click. I'm finishing up this column that I'm adding up. Okay, now, what is it you had on your mind? It's not a man. Oh, sure, he wants to finish up. He wants to take his breath. He wants to finish in the bathroom or whatever he's doing. And, okay, now, what is it you had in your mind? Not waiting till tomorrow, not waiting for an hour, not waiting until it's time that I am done with my projects, but instantly I do this. Now, doing this makes a busy person even more effective in his busy activities, because he has trained himself not to be possessed by what he's doing, to be able to be diverted from what he's doing, and in being diverted from what he's doing, when he comes back with even a fresher and more wonderful vigor toward whatever it is he's doing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because you ask a busy person to do something, and they'll instantly help you do it. They'll do it, they'll find time for it, and also find time for the things that they're working on. They'll find time for all the things that are important to them, and they are untouched. Now, how about us? Are we untouched? Are we fulfilled in everything we do? Are we delighted in all the projects that we're working on? Does it make us feel wonderful? When you do it now, and you do it quickly, you find that the way is always there to do it. If you stub your toe, you instantly say, I'm whole and perfect. You instantly say, I'm feeling fantastic. And then, bung, you give it that power of, I'm whole and perfect. And then you let it go. You don't dwell upon it. And 2 minutes later or something like that, someone says, I thought you stubbed your toe. Huh? When? Yeah, I guess it did, you know. Doesn't it hurt? No. Why should it hurt? I didn't program into it that it would hurt. I programmed into it that it's whole and perfect. I programmed into it that really it didn't even happen. I shouldn't have said, ouch. because that lets other people have it in their consciousness, and in their consciousness they put it in my consciousness, then in my consciousness I have to think about what they have in their consciousness, and I'm not even interested. So I don't say ouch in the first place. I don't gather attention from myself or anyone else in the first place. All I do is say, I'm whole and perfect. All I do is say, I am whole and perfect, and it is done. It is done. I quickly do that, and it's out of the way. Do it now, whatever it is you're doing, and find that whatever it is you're doing is exciting and lots of fun. But do it quickly. I love you. I love you. I love you.